back out here at Half Century of Progress Rentoul, Illinois. Man alive, we are getting the best weather we could expect in the month of August out here. And I got a chance to visit with a good friend of ours that we have been telling you a lot about, Cheryl Mitchell. It's great to see you. And you're doing a great job of protecting our ag families.
Thank you. It's so good to see you again, Dennis. Yes, that's our goal. We want to protect farm families, and we want to protect what they have spent blood, sweat, and tears building, and we do not want that to go away. So our whole goal is to bring awareness, education, and information so they'll take action and it's not so overwhelming to do.
I was just watching the big tractor parade here, and I saw a sign on one of the tractors celebrating 150 years at our farm. Saw another family sign here on the ground celebrating our 100th year. We're not going to get to do that without good planning.
We are not. And you know, when you say that, I get goosebumps when I think about 150 years. And then the sadness sets in for me, because without taking action, it will be gone in a second. And you won't get it back. And so there's a difference in estate or transition planning and succession planning. And my focus is to get people to think about their legacy. Because when you think about legacy, that's passing on what you've built. And then there's people are directly connected and they want to take action despite how uncomfortable it might be to take the first step.
What I love when I attend one of your presentations out here is you have the real estate guy, you have the lawyer, you have the accountant, you have all the pieces of the puzzle out here, the insurance guy, you have all the pieces of the puzzle, and they all need to fit together to make the plan work.
Very much. And we say that, build your team. I will say a bit of a personal plug is I've written a book called Farm Legacy or Loss, The Decision is Yours. And if you are struggling with, you don't want to go to the attorney because you're scared, start with this book that has you answer some questions and do some work in advance, because then you get clear on what you want or what you have, what you built, what you want. And then you ask a question, and it's easier because we all know we don't want to give money to the government or an attorney. And so by doing this little bit ahead and learning from them at our panel discussion, you have one or two steps, and it's not so overwhelming to start, because that's what happens. People start, then they stop. They go, well, I don't have time. You kind of don't have time not to do this.
We work in a dangerous business. We just had a personal friend of ours who had a tragedy, and that was not expected. You can't plan ahead for some weird things that happen on the farm. But when I hear the number, 70% of family farms don't have a transition plan in place that will work both legally and for just figuring out who's going to take over, what's the responsibilities. And then I combine that with the fact that here in the great state of Illinois, 96% of farms are still family owned. Those two numbers scare me.
They should scare us. And so it is. I think it's 77% of family farms do not have a plan in place. Now, I will say some of them have a death plan. So what happens when both parties die, but you don't have a transition in place? In my family, my dad passed away at the end of May, and 85 years old. My mom is 80, and they have a death plan. And now they're in the middle of this transition going, oh gosh, we didn't think about this or this or this. So you're right. The other number is 96% are family owned. And remember, in the state of Illinois, you have a $4 million estate tax. And so if nothing else, you want to protect your heirs from having to sell land to pay the tax bill. If you don't have reason to do something about this, then you're not listening, Dennis.
You mentioned the estate plan. It didn't get through the legislature in Springfield this time, and I really thought it had bipartisan support. That's a scary number, because they don't tax you at $4 million plus. They taxed you at $1.
That is correct. And so, again, thinking ahead, you've worked, I say this to the farmers that I work with, you've worked so hard, and your lack of action is going to cause the very thing you don't want to happen. And so you, in Illinois, we have this situation. It's not going away. Now, what I will say with correct planning and a team around you. And I have specifically two farm families I've worked with that we have managed to plan, so that is not an issue for them. We have protected them, and it's beautiful, and it hasn't been hard, it hasn't been long, it's just taken a team approach, and it's been beautiful to feel the peace that they have because of the planning they're doing.
We don't tend to communicate very well in the ag industry sometimes, and you ask somebody and they say, oh yeah, we got a plan, and that's fine. If it's on paper, it's not a plan. It needs to be all taken care of legally, and everybody needs to know their responsibilities. Sometimes they find out about it when dad dies.
And many times the dad will say, oh, they'll worry about it when I'm dead. Well, guess what? You've left them a gift that is awful. And so you can leave them a beautiful gift when you die, the gift of grieving you and celebrating your memory, or you can leave them a gift of fear. I have to sell the 80 acres that we didn't want to for the tax bill. And it must be in writing. In the world right now, as litigious as we are, you need to not leave anything undone to protect it. And again, I'm working with attorneys and farm families, and it's not hard. And in fact, as I'm guiding them, it's just so fun to see the joy that comes and the pride in them for saying, we've wanted to do this, we just didn't know how, and now it's done. And we've set it up. They're excited about it.
And family members will be sitting at the table, same table at one of your events. It'll hit them. And all of a sudden, everybody is feeling better because they started talking and they started solving the problem. Remind folks how they can find out about your book and how they can find out more.
Certainly. You can find me at farmlegacynow.com is my website. My website's the best place. And I have videos on there that explain the work that we do, the legacy panel, working with farm families. And if nothing else, just reach out to me via email. I would love to talk to you because I have seen the value and the joy and the peace. And ultimately, the younger generation is so pleased because they don't have to worry anymore.
Thank you so much for what you do, because you do bring peace of mind, which is some common sense discussion among farm families. Thank you so much for visiting with me.
Thank you. And I want to tell you, peace is priceless. It's worth every bit of uncomfortable to get through it. Appreciate your time, Dennis. Thank you.
From the Half Century of Progress, this is Dennis Michelson. We'll have more reports throughout the week.